Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
When the American Cancer Society came up with its new recommendations that women start their mammograms at an older age because they had reviewed the best medical evidence, this is what they said, and weighed the benefits and harms of mammograms. But now, as I knew it would happen, and I told you when this recommendation came out, that doctors will start to push back. And in a New York Times op-ed piece, some doctors are starting to push back. They're saying that Dr. Susan Drossman is saying that the bottom line is saving lives and mammography saves lives. These doctors are starting to push back and saying that they're not backing the American Cancer Society's latest screening guidelines, and that these guidelines are too confusing to the very women that should benefit from mammography. They are happy to support the society, but they no longer wish to be involved, which is really amazing. I think they're going to start to see an exodus. I really, truly think that the American Cancer Society is going to start to see a lot more pushback from doctors. I know that women, such as myself, 51 years old, I'm not going to listen to what they're saying. I'm going to get my mammograms every year because while I do my self-exams, I believe that mammograms are the way that we can find something early if we need to. Yes, it's a little scary. Yes, it's a little uncomfortable, but that's about it. And I think it may save more lives than it harms. So that's my little op-ed piece here on Radio MD. And today is October 29th. It's World Stroke Awareness Day. So I just want to give you some of the signs of a stroke and make sure that you understand them. We've done lots of shows on stroke here. You know, on our B2B side, we do shows for hospitals. And so we talk about stroke with some of the best cardiologists out there, really. And what they talk about is the word FAST. This is the moniker. Face drooping. Does one side of the face droop or is it numb? Ask the person to smile. Is their smile uneven? Arm weakness. Is one arm weak or numb? Ask the person to try and raise both arms. And does one arm drift downward? This is such a great moniker. Speech difficulty. Is their speech slurred? It can be confused for being drunk. It just can. It happens all the time. But if this person is unable to speak or hard to understand, and you know they have not been drinking a large amount, ask the person to repeat a simple sentence, like the sky is blue. Is that sentence repeated correctly? So far we have face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and then time. Time is brain. This is what they all say. And the brain surgeons, the neurosurgeons, the cardiologists, they all say the same thing. So time is the last bit of the moniker for the word FAST. Time to call 911. If someone shows any of these symptoms, and even if the symptoms start to go away, you call 911 and get the person to the hospital immediately. And check the time so you'll know when those symptoms first appeared so you can let the providers know at the emergency room. A lot of times people are afraid to call 911. They think they're going to be bitched at by the nurses and or the doctor if nothing turns out to be the case. But better safe than sorry. And as somebody starting in this sort of age group and knowing a lot of my friends, I now actually know some stroke survivors. And it seems kind of amazing, but it can also strike people much younger in their 30s and 40s, really any age. So remember the moniker FAST, face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. It's World Stroke Awareness Day, so if you know anybody, you can go ahead and pass this around. It's so important. The moniker is FAST. This is Melanie Cole, and you're listening to Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show here live every day at 11 a.m. Eastern. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.